Welcome back to Hoops and Sync, the show where we break down everything basketball related, from game highlights to bold predictions and everything in between. I'm AJ, and as you guys know, this is usually a two-person show, but for the second week in a row, my co-host Zach is out. But I'm not doing this solo. I've got a great guest to help me break things down this week. Joining me today is the basketball expert, Alex. Alex, thanks for hopping on the pod.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to talk hoops, especially when it's about a team as polarizing as the Warriors.
Exactly. So let's dive in. The Warriors, as usual, one of the most fantasizing teams in the NBA. But this season hasn't exactly gone according to plan. The big question we're tackling today is, will the Warriors make the playoffs? But before we do these predictions, let's set the stage. So, Alex, the Warriors are sitting at, what, like 10th in the Western Conference as of today? It's been a roller coaster. What's your take on where they are right now?
Yeah, they're right around that play-in range, which feels weird for a team with this much pedigree. They're sitting at 15-15, right at the 500 mark, and they've been incredibly inconsistent. Some nights, Steph Curry looks like an MVP again, and other nights, the whole team can't seem to find a rhythm. It's not what we've come to expect from them.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a team that has gold standard for nearly a decade, but now they're struggling to stay afloat. Injuries have played a massive part. Draymond Green missed some games early on, and Andrew Wiggins has been, let's just say, up and down. Let's break this down further. What do you think the Warriors' biggest problems are this season?
I'll give you three. Age, depth, and defense. First, the core is aging. Steph and Draymond are in their mid-30s now. They're still capable of brilliance, but the margin for error has shrunk dramatically. Second, depth, or lack thereof. Guys like Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody were supposed to step up this year, but their development hasn't been as fast as the Warriors need it to be. And finally, defense. This team used to dominate on both ends of the floor, but now their defensive rating is in the middle of the pack. That's a problem, especially in a loaded Western Conference.
Totally agree. I think the defensive struggles stand out the most to me. Draymond is still the anchor, but he can't do it all on his own anymore. And Wiggins was such a crucial part of their championship defense 3 seasons ago. He hasn't looked like himself this year. It feels like they're constantly a step too slow. And let's not forget the rebounding issues. They're one of the worst rebounding teams in the league, which means they're giving up way too many second-chance opportunities. All right, we've been pretty critical so far, but it's not all doom and gloom for the Warriors. Let's talk about the bright spots. What's working well for them?
The obvious one is Steph Curry. He's still playing at an absurdly high level, averaging over 23 points per game and shooting lights out from three. The guy is a one-man offense. Another bright spot has been Buddy Hield. He's not flashy, but he's been a solid contributor for the team, especially in games where the Warriors' small ball lineups work.
And don't forget Kevon Looney. He's the unsung hero of this team. Just so steady, so reliable. He's not going to give you 20 points, but his rebounding, screen setting, and basketball IQ are very crucial to this team.
The problem is getting that consistency.
Yeah. All right, Alex. Time to answer the big question. Do the Warriors make the playoffs this year?
I think they'll make the playoffs, but it's going to be through the play-in. This team has too much experience to completely fall off, but they're not in the same tier as teams like Denver or Phoenix anymore. I see them sneaking in as 7th or 8th seed.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think the play-in is their most likely path. The question is whether they can make enough adjustments down the stretch to avoid a first-round exit. Because if they go against a team like Denver, it could get ugly fast.
They need to figure out their identity. Are they still a title contender, or are they in transition? That answer will determine how far they go.
Alex, thanks so much for joining me today. Always great to get your insights.
Thanks for having me, AJ. Hopefully next time I'm on, we're talking about a Warriors winning streak.
Fingers crossed. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hoops and Sync. But wait, we're going to do a few questions I've been asked about the Warriors and go over them before the end of this episode. Okay, This is just a fun question, but if the Warriors could bring back one player from their dynasty, who would it be?
Easy answer, Kevin Durant. Imagine this current roster with KD back in his prime. Steph wouldn't have to carry such a heavy scoring load, and KD's versatility would solve a lot of the Warriors' issues on both ends. Honorable mention, though, goes to prime Andre Iguodala. His defense, leadership, and playmaking off the bench would be a perfect fit right now. Now it's my turn to ask a question. Which Warrior would you trust the most in a game of horse?
Obviously Steph Curry. The guy makes trick shots look so easy during warm-ups. I'd bet my house he wins. So, yeah, that's my answer. Okay, my question now. If Draymond Green had his own podcast episode about this season, what would the title be?
Probably something like Still Talking, Still Barking, or Still Defending. Draymond never holds back, and he'd probably use the opportunity to call out the team's lack of energy, give props to Steph, and maybe throw in a few subtle jabs at the refs. My turn again. Which current Warriors player is most likely to have a breakout second half of the season?
Jonathan Kuminga. He's shown flashes of being a two-way monster, and if he can get consistent minutes and build confidence, he could become a real X-factor for the Warriors. He also has all the tools he needs to just put it all together. Okay, final question. What's the one area where the Warriors need to improve before the playoffs?
Defense. They've fallen from being a top-tier defensive team to middle of the pack. And in playoffs, you can't survive without locking teams down. Draymond can't do it alone, and Wiggins needs to rediscover his defensive edge from the 2022 championship run.
Okay, we're out of time. Make sure to download, leave a review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora for more awesome basketball content. We'll see you next week. Hopefully with Zach back in the chair. Until then, take care and enjoy the games.